With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Lawmakers unveiling a massive new defense policy bill. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The sweeping 3,000-page bill authorizes a record $901 billion in national security spending next year. That's billions more than President Trump's request. The measure includes a 4% raise for enlisted troops, as well as $400 million in military assistance to Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the legislation would advance the president's agenda by ending woke ideology at the Pentagon and securing the border, among other priorities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky isn't ready to sign off on a U.S.-authored peace proposal. It is aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war. President Trump has been very critical of Zelensky at times after U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators completed 3 days of talks aimed at trying to narrow the differences on the U.S. administration's proposal. New crime statistics across the United States indicate that mass killings in the country are down. But there's more to the story than just that.
There have been 17 mass killings this year in the United States, the lowest since 2006. That's according to a database maintained by the Associated Press and USA Today in partnership with Northeastern University. But experts say this probably isn't the start of a trend. Instead, it's more likely a return to average after mass killings spiked in 2018 and 2019. Mass killings are incidents in which four or more people are killed. Experts say a decline in violent crime and an improvement in crime response may be contributing to the drop. I'm Mike Hempen.
And this is SRN News. A new poll paints a picture of Black Americans' faith.
The Pew Research Center poll reveals that most African Americans are self-described Christians, 73%. However, like so many other demographic groups, religious affiliation is on the decline. The Pew study also finds that Black people are more religious than all other races. 58% of African Americans say their faith is very important in their life, compared to 35% of white Americans and 40% of Hispanics. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the wake of the COVID pandemic, many American moms lost faith in the institutions that once shaped their lives. Into that vacuum stepped conservative Christian women influencers whose blend of religion and personal stories to build trust on issues from food dyes and vaccines to transgender athletes and immigration. Many say it took a while, but the job got done. This is SRN News. Well, a devastating fire in a crowded nightclub in South India. Correspondent Charles De La Desma has the latest information on the blaze.
The blaze ripped through the popular nightclub in Apura village, North Goa, killing 25 people, including tourists, the state's chief minister says. Pramod Sawant added, most of the dead were the club's kitchen workers, as well as three or four tourists. Six people were injured and are in a stable condition, he added. The fire was caused by a gas cylinder blast and has been extinguished, the Press Trust of India news agency says, quoting local police. However, witnesses tell the agency the blaze began on the club's first floor, where nearly 100 tourists were on the dance floor. Several apparently rushed to the kitchen below in the chaos and got trapped along with staff. I'm Charles Teledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.